Taz, we are getting closer and closer to this.
30 hours in the bush with nothing.
Elliot Taz's Night of Survival.
And if it's one thing scarier than you at 6 a.m, which I'm going to have to see,
yeah,
that it's the wildlife that we're going to be competing with when we're out in the bush with nothing. We are going to be dropped with about a couple of muesli bars and a little bit of water for OH&S reasons.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. We have to survive shelter, fire, all sorts of stuff.
Anything could come at us. But the thing that you and I are most afraid of, Taz, is spiders. As was evidenced when I had a big huntsman in my car over the weekend. So we thought, let's get a spider expert on the show. Let us know what we're up against in the wild. Dr. Michael Ricks is the Queensland Museum's principal scientist and curator of arachnology. Hello, Dr. Michael.
G'day, Ellie. Hi, Taz. How are you doing?
We're doing well. We're doing well. Michael, you got to help us out, mate. We're going to be dropped into the bush of the sunny coast. What sort of stuff, just off the top of your head, what could be around?
Well, look, it's an interesting area. It's sort of a subtropical climate and lots of different habitat types. It is very diverse. So I hate to say it, there are a lot of spiders in that area, but, and the big but, is that look, most of them are small, most of them are tiny, and the vast majority of them are nothing to be concerned about. So, I think, lots of spiders and invertebrates and insects are an indication of a healthy habitat, a healthy forest system with lots of wildlife. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Okay. All right.
I went for a couple of bushwalks in the last couple of weeks and I keep seeing these little holes in the ground as we're going around. And I've always said to my girlfriend at the time, I go, that's a trapdoor spider or that's a funnel web spider. I don't really know what I'm talking about. I'm just sort of saying the right kind of things. Is there anything like that we should be looking out for?
Look, yes. So lots of little critters do build burrows in the ground, including trapdoor spiders and funnel webs. There's all sorts of things up in those in that area, in that sort of that hinterland area, including things like trapdoors and funnel webs. Trapdoors are nothing to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
The funnel webs are all safely tucked away at the bottom of their burrows, mostly in sort of dense rainforests. So nothing to worry about there. There are lots of interesting spiders that build all different kinds of burrows, actually. Open ones, ones with flappy doors, ones with amazing plug-like doors.
What?
So the closer you look, the more you'll find. Australia is a very friendly place for wildlife.
I thought spiders lived in webs. I didn't realise they built little huts for themselves underground. What?
Yeah. So look, you're right. Many spiders do build webs of all different kinds, what we call capture webs, which they use to capture prey. And indeed, all spiders produce silk and use it in different ways. But there are a whole bunch of spiders that don't use silk to catch their prey. They're active hunting spiders, a bit like that huntsman that scared you in your car. Things like jumping spiders, other ones that run around on foliage or on the ground, some that build burrows, some that build trapdoors. So, yeah, spiders are one of the most diverse groups of life on Earth. They're a staggeringly successful group of animals which have been around for 300 million years. So there's a lot of them. They do all sorts of wonderful and amazing things, and they are fascinating when you get to know them.
So spiders walked around with dinosaurs.
Believe it or not.
And T-Rexes.
Oh, well before the dinosaurs. Yeah.
What?
Well before the dinosaurs. Spiders are incredibly ancient.
Okay, I'm hoping you can dispel a myth for me here, Michael. So I've always been told that if, you see a spider, like a huntsman at home, that you can kind of leave it there. It's not really going to be able to, it's not really going to hurt you. A lot of people say, you can just leave it. He'll just live there. He'll actually look after the other bugs and stuff that we also don't really want inside. Is that true?
Look, it is. Whether you leave it there or not, I guess is a question of your level of tolerance.
Yeah.
From a purely medical standpoint, the huntsman spiders are not dangerous spiders. So they're not spiders that we would call medically significant, in the sense that if you are bitten, you're in sort of a medical strife that we sort of restrict to things like funnel webs and redbacks and mouse spiders. many large spiders, I mean, if a large huntsman did bite you under extreme circumstances, it would be slightly painful, a bit like a bee sting or something. But it's nothing to worry about, really, from a medical perspective. And you're absolutely right. They are amazing at pest control. In fact, the primary food source for very large huntsman spiders inside houses is cockroaches. Mm. They are expert at capturing cockroaches and other pest insects. So they do perform a function. They're inside because their natural habitat is under eucalypt bark, tree bark. Mm-hmm. So they're like a good sheltered space with that they can sort of flatten themselves up against, and houses are perfect for that. But they're nothing particularly to worry about. But again, there are levels of tolerance involved, which which may sway one's decision.
So like I said, had a huntsman in my car the other night, gave me the fright of my life. A, how do they get inside locked cars? And B, how do you keep them out? Do you have an answer to that?
The answer to the first part of your question is they have an amazing capacity to get through very thin spaces. And indeed, under the chassis of many cars, under the engine compartment and up through the wheels, it's not actually perfectly enclosed. So sometimes they are able to squeeze their way up through gaps underneath the car, so not so much through the door, mm-hmm. but actually up underneath. Or if the window's down for a bit long, that could present an opportunity. But they are really good at getting in tight spaces. How do you keep them out? Well, I guess keeping your doors and windows up, but sometimes it can't be avoided. I guess. Again, it's easier said than done, but the important thing is to keep calm, to try and remember that it's not something that's going to hurt you or wants to hurt you. It's probably more terrified of you than it, but keeping calm is critical in that situation, because if it happens while driving, it can be dangerous.
Is there any scents or, you know, oils or anything you can put to deter them
magic
from coming
spells.
In? Yeah, like what can
No, I... none whatsoever. No. unfortunately, yeah. Look, we live in a country with lots of creepy crawlies, and but you know you just sort of I mean, huntsmen's are an almost sort of cultural icon in Australia.
True.
We're all familiar with them all over the country, but they can be dangerous in a driving situation because of our response
the
to
shock.
Them. But the shock. But you know they don't. They don't hurt people, and indeed, in the modern era, really, spiders cause very few issues. There's not been a fatality in Australia from a spider bite since the early 1980s, since we've had things like antivenoms available for things like funnelwebs and redbacks. So there are far more dangerous things out there than spiders. I know that's sort of theoretical when you see a giant huntsman spider in your car, but... Look, I think spiders perform. They're the dominant predators of insects in all terrestrial ecosystems. They're incredibly important animals in the functioning of our natural world. And I think get down on your hands and knees or look closely at the foliage. You'll see all sorts of tiny little spiders doing various things, and they're all the vast majority of them are harmless.
I've always been fascinated by them. Dr. Michael, what sort of spider is your favourite or the one that's fascinating you the most? Because I know they come in all sorts of shapes and sizes.
They do, Taz. Look, I have a broad interest in various groups. I'm really interested in trapdoor spiders. I do a lot of my research on trapdoor spiders. Australia has one of the world's most diverse trapdoor spider faunas. It's quite remarkable. And they do all sorts of things. We were talking about burrows earlier. They do everything you can imagine in a burrowing animal. But probably my favourite spider is a thing we call an assassin spider, a pelican spider. They're, in a nutshell, spiders that go back to the Mesozoic, to the time of the dinosaurs. We have a rich fossil record going back to the Jurassic. They have an amazing body shape. They kind of look like pelicans in lateral profile. They've got these huge raised heads and long necks. They're tiny, by the way, absolutely tiny.
Yeah.
Rainforest dwelling animals. and they're specialist predators of other spiders. But most importantly, they only occur in Australia, Madagascar, and Southern Africa. We're very lucky to have them. Because they used to be much more widespread, as I said, all through the Northern Hemisphere. We know them from Baltic ambers and Jurassic fossils going back 150 million years. But they still survive today in rainforests, including in the Sunshine Coast hinterland. So if you look really closely, you might see a pelican spider.
They're a
very interesting group. Very interesting group to work on.
Did you say that they only take on other spiders?
They do.
That's what they eat.
That's what they eat. So they have these huge long heads, and they have these long sort of spear-like mouthparts, which they use. They're tiny, by the way. They're sort of smaller than your pinky fingernail. But they have this venom, which is specially adapted to deal with other spiders, and they've just become incredibly highly specialised. But they're what we call sort of climate relics or niche conserved species. So they only survive today in our eastern rainforest. They're sort of a relic from when we were part of Gondwana, when we were, when Australia was largely covered in rainforest. And there's lots of species in Queensland, and including around here in southeast Queensland. And they're just the most interesting and fascinating spiders, given their biology, but also their evolutionary history and their fossil record.
Would you, given you work so closely with spiders, would you just happily lie in a tank and have spiders crawl all over you? Like, do you love them that much? And you have no fear? Probably,
no, I mean, it depends on the spider, right? Yes, I mean, I have no issue handling, manipulating small spiders. Spiders also deserve respect, though. You know, it's important. To know your limits, and also to try and understand their behaviour so that you don't handle them inappropriately. It's important to, particularly if you don't know what a particular spider is or how dangerous it is, just leave it alone and let it move on its way. But handling the vast majority of spiders objectively is a harmless exercise, but you do have to know what species you're dealing with in case they are medically significant, which are very, very few.
Yeah,
Sunny Coast, you got to just respect the spider. Honestly, it's like with snakes as well.
Everybody's
scared of them, and then they go, hang on a second, they're actually really cool. They deserve the respect and the time for us to chat about them, and I can't wait to see as many as we can on...
I'd like to not see too many of them out of survival. I'm okay with that.
I think whether you like it or not, you're going to see them, I think.
But mostly,
they'll be tiny. They'll be small.
Yeah.
And it's sort of only when you sort of look closely at a shrub or a little leaf or a little web that's sort of glistening in the sunlight, or, you know, if the closer you look, the more you'll see. And most spiders are tiny and largely unseen most of the time. So, embrace them as much as you can.
I'll do my best. I'll try my absolute hardest.
Will you embrace the
spiders?
Easier
said than done, I know, sometimes.
Not in a cuddling, hugging type of way, no, but I will admire from afar. Dr. Michael Ricks.
The old respectful distance, that's right.
Exactly. From the Queensland Museum, curator of arachnology. Thank you. Arachnology, am I saying that right? Arachnology, is that
indeed,
how you say it?
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming on the show and giving us some insight into the spider world.
No problem, Ellie and Taz. Thanks for having me, and good luck on your adventure.
Thank you.
Michael, just before you go, are there any spiders out there that we can see that may bite us and give us superpowers?
Superman style.
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
It's all in the name.
What did I say? Did I say Spider-Man?
You said Superman.
I said Superman.
You're right.
Spider-Man style. It shows how I know my subject, doesn't it? I'm not sure about that, Taz, but you could always give it a crack.
Oh.
If we see one, I'll get Taz to. I'll say, go get bitten. See what happens.
I'll do it. Thank you, Michael. Love it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ellie and Taz. Thank you. Bye-bye.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.